that the use of lethal force was unjustified. BBC News.
With Jane Steele. Coming up next on Radio 4, a sketch show from some of the best online comedy creators. This evening featuring a hatred of parties and a side of passive aggression. POV is after this.
I'm Sunil Patel and I'm broke. So in my new comedy for weekday mornings on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, I'm embarking on a get-rich-quick scheme to marry an heiress.
Most rich families protect their daughters from men like you.
You are the most charmless man I have ever met.
What would be your go-to small talk?
Sorry, I'm late.
Looking for ways to win over their cash. I mean, hearts.
Can you dance? Can you do the tango in the foxtrot?
No, I can do that one that looks like a windmill.
An Idiot's Guide to Bagging an Heiress. Next Monday to Friday morning at 11:45.
And now on Radio 4, sketch comedy from some of the internet's funniest comedians. It's POV.
Are you having an opinion?
Stop making things political.
Have you seen the adverts for those new humanoid robots?
Yeah, I was getting ready to make out with this cheese dip.
And hardly anyone will be crushed.
Oh, and she's moved Pauline's cup onto a coaster.
Stop crying, Miranda. She wouldn't last a second at RADA.
Where do babies come from?
OK, I'm going to be totally honest with you, mate. You're doing my head in a little bit here.
I think someone's a little grumpy bumpy.
So why don't you pick a snack?
I caught him trying to eat paint.
POV. A sketch show.
Something of a stilted atmosphere in the stadium this morning. The challenges seem a bit tense. I don't think the spectators know what to make of it. Indeed, both these women are fresh from wins in the European and US championships, so they're familiar opponents. It's absolutely right, Darren. They've both had fantastic years in competitive passive aggression, but taking home the Olympic gold has got to be the dream for both of them. Linda stepping forward to make the first move. An elongated sigh. She's testing the waters with that. Nothing showy there. Pauline tuts and rolls her eyes. Yeah, they're playing cautiously at the minute. No one wants to make any unforced errors. Linda asks if Pauline wants another cup of tea. Oh, and she's moved Pauline's cup onto a coaster. That was pointed, Leslie. It certainly was, Darren. She didn't want any rings there. No, she didn't. It's amazing watching these athletes, absolute masters of their sport. You can really feel it in the crowd now. Shoulders up around their ears, but they just can't look away. Pauline's coach there, looking on, a former Olympic champion himself. Yes, and fascinatingly, also Linda's father-in-law. That's right, Darren, some meta passive aggression off the pitch. Linda actually suffered an injury at last year's games, I believe. Well, she implied she did, yes, so it's good to see her back on her feet. Pauline goes in with a friendly reminder, but Linda refers her to a previous email.
Ouch! Pauline deflects with an if you say so and CCs in a colleague, but Linda tells her she just won't speak for the rest of the day. Wow! Pauline wasn't expecting that. No, she was not. She's labelling her food items, but I don't think that'll be enough. And she knows it. Just look at her face. Linda's slamming cupboard doors from the next room. Pauline tells her she looks good for her age, and Linda tells her she doesn't. Oh! Foul! The ref is blowing his whistle. That's just aggression. It absolutely is, Darren. It's a red card! She's blown it! Pauline Rutherford takes home the Olympic gold passive aggression medal for Great Britain! The motherland of the sport! Something poetic about that! I was not expecting that, Darren. Neither was Pauline. She was ready for a loss there, I think. Linda's coach telling her silver is also good. These athletes just never stop, do they, Leslie? They don't, Darren, but that's why they're the best in the world. I don't know about you, but I need to sit down after that.
Join us after the break. We'll be over at the mixed car booting doubles. See you soon.
Take a breath. Drop your shoulders. It's Friday night. It's finally time to unwind after a packed week of social interactions that keep you up each night as you replay them in your head with mounting horror. You put on your cozy sweatpants, stained with the remnants of your burrito from last weekend, and just as you open your phone to order another burrito, your ninth this month, a text comes through. It's Sarah, your most wretched work acquaintance, who talks too much about her one-eyed cat and favorite stir-fry recipes. Still down for tonight, it reads. Oh God, what hell hath you wrought upon yourself? How could you forget that in a moment of absolute weakness last Monday, you had agreed to accompany her to a party full of strangers so that she could flirt with some checkered-shirted finance bro? You fumble with your phone and start typing, Oh God, I'm so sorry, I just found out that my aunt-in-law died. Aunt-in-law? Is that even a thing? But right before you hit send, Sarah beats you to it, texting, Don't try to get out of this one with another dead relative. I'll be there to pick you up in 10. At the party, you stand next to Sarah as she launches into a monologue about her favorite teriyaki sauces to Brian, who just stares at her tits. You make your way over to the chip bowl, where you proceed to house fistfuls of sour cream Pringles, eyes cast downward deep into the abyss of a cheese dip, praying to Jesus no one notices you. But because Satan has sent you to this hellish party, your prayers are not answered, and a small, stinky man wearing a purple fedora approaches you, extends a thin, sweaty hand, and says,
Hi, I'm Greg. Looks like you could use some company.
And instead of saying no thank you, you just laugh and say, Yeah, I was getting ready to make out with that cheese dip. Just get my tongue in there and have a go at it. Why would you say that? Now you're even weirder and grosser than Greg. But he doesn't flinch. Instead, he grins and says,
You must have seen my porn search history.
You spend the rest of the night trapped in a corner by Greg because you're too polite to make an exit. Eventually, you realize Sarah has left, and there are no cabs to be found, so you walk the 3 miles home, passing the burrito place on the way, which is closed.
Have you seen the adverts for those new humanoid robots?
Yeah, it's scary.
They proper look like humans. It creeps me out.
Apparently, it'll just be normal in the future for every home to have one. Just like a TV or like a phone.
But just in your house?
Well, yeah, apparently, yeah.
Do you reckon they'll see everything? What do you mean?
Like, will they see everything you do? Do they record it?
I don't know. I guess. They probably have an off switch.
Cool. And they have to do everything you tell them, right?
Like, they have to do it.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, what do you want them to do?
Nothing.
But if I did, they would have to do it, right?
Well, there'd probably be limits.
I'm sure you couldn't get it to murder someone.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. What do you want them to do? Nothing. I'm not even going to get one.
But you're sure they don't have free will?
What? Like, they can't snitch on you, right? There's like a law, isn't there? Like robot owner confidentiality. What are you doing with this robot?
I'm not even gonna get one. I'm not.
Why are you asking so many weird questions?
Because I'm worried I'm a robot, okay? I think you guys bought me to hang out with you. And now you're gonna trade me in for one of these new slutty ones.
You're not a robot.
What about my name?
What's weird about the name X550C Model Lights?
It doesn't make any sense. I'm not even allowed to have a shower.
They always do this as soon as a new one comes out.
Mrs. Burns, so lovely to meet you.
Hiya. I had a few questions about Sammy's school report. Some of it I wasn't totally clear on.
I'm happy to answer any questions.
He's interested in everything. What do you mean by that?
Honestly?
Of course. If he's not sticking his finger up his nose, he's shoving his hands down his pants.
What?
At this stage, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay, phew.
I'm not his teacher next year, so he won't be my problem for too much longer, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, look, you said in the report he has great energy.
That's cool for I'm surprised to see you here because I was convinced he'd been raised by wolves.
Right. Okay, but he loves art.
That's great to hear.
I caught him trying to eat paint.
You said his handwriting is improving?
The first time I saw his writing, I thought it was hieroglyphics.
You noted he's very inquisitive. I mean, are you saying he loves to learn at least?
Inquisitive / nosy. He asked me why I haven't got a husband the other day.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But you said in the report yourself, he's a very social child.
Aye, that's shorthand for he's like a monkey in the zoo with the other children. He has them all driven demented.
Is that what you were referring to when you said it can be hard for him to settle down?
No, that was me asking if Sammy has worms.
Mrs. Byrne, do you have any other concerns? No, I don't think so. Sorry, what I meant is, if you say the thing that we both know first, it'll make it a lot easier for me. Well, you gave him 95% on his project about the solar system, so it can't be his work. 95% translates to, I know you did it.
What?
You did his project for him, Mrs. Byrne, didn't you?
Yeah, but 95%, that project was perfect. I stayed up all night.
Thank you for your time, Mrs. Byrne.
President Trump, thank you for agreeing to this interview in the middle of your inauguration. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. How would you like me to phrase them?
Very simply.
Okay, describe yourself in one word.
Very rich.
And what three things must a president be?
Angry, violent, and totally unpredictable.
I know you like music. Do you know any Daft Punk?
Greater, stronger, and far more exceptional.
You probably like the Kanye version. What does Donald Trump have for breakfast?
US soil.
This is a classic. How much is a pint of milk?
$17.98.
So you are now president of
the United States.
And are you going to update the MAGA slogan?
Make it great again, greater than ever before.
Mig-gag-teb, I like it.
Promise.
Pinky promise. Now, how would you describe your administration?
Radical and corrupt establishment.
And do you have any actual policies?
It's all about common sense.
Instead of, like, facts and data.
There are only two genders.
What are they?
Farmers and soldiers.
Any other policies?
I will end the practice of catch.
But people love playing catch.
But we can't let this happen.
Okay, as you don't seem to know much about politics, what other topic could I ask you about?
Something I know something about.
The 1996 sci-fi film starring Will Smith?
Liberation Day.
No, okay. Do you have any entertainment-based policies?
We are going to bring law and order back.
Oh, I love that show. Right, we're going to end with a little quick fire round.
That's interesting.
Under your presidency, women will feel
totally violated.
Do you have a message for the ladies?
You'll be able to buy the car of your choice.
But they won't have safe access to abortion. Where do babies come from?
The planet Mars.
And what's the most important body part for dancing?
The human hand.
Which is the hardest bit of your face to apply the bronzer to?
My ear.
And finally, the big question everyone's asking, what would your slogan be if you were a pediatric dentist?
Drill, baby, drill.
Donald, thank you very much.
Oh no, they're giving you trouble again? No worries at all. I'm gonna go talk to him. Hi, my friend. I see we're having some really big feelings tonight. What's going on? Oh, your pint wasn't poured up to the line. Oh no, let me see. Silly goose, you drank most of it already. Should we get you to the pond? No, I think you did like it, my friend. Maybe you like warm ale. Uh-oh, inside voice, please. Oh, they're not ignoring you, friend. They're just serving everyone. Can we look with our eyes and notice how many people there are? You know what I think? I think someone's a little grumpy bumpy.
So why don't you pick a snack?
No, drinks are all done. Snacks, let's look. Oh, hang on, smell the flowers. Blow out the candle. If it's too expensive, that's okay. You can have some peanuts. Okay, well, if you want a pie, that's how much it is. Is that okay, yes or no? I know things cost more now than they did before. It's called inflation. Can you say inflation? Move that glass away, please. Thank you. If you cannot keep your body safe, we're gonna go bye-bye. Oh, look, she's bringing you a pie. What do we say? Let's say thank you. Your tummy is gonna be so much happier when you have something to eat. Okay, stay on your stool and eat your pie, and I will be right back. All right, I think that did it. Of course. That's what I'm here for. Just no more to drink, and let's just get him out of here before the match comes on.
Thank you for seeing me today. I'm very excited to share my proposal for a new business, which is a furniture store. Great. Well, please give me as much detail as possible so we can make a decision on how to move forward. All right. The main thing you have to know, the furniture will be flat. Right. Well, How will people use it?
No. They will make it themselves, you silly Billy.
Isn't the main thing that people are paying for when they buy furniture somebody else making it?
No, trust me. We are going to make them so easy to assemble with a special little cartoon. There is a confused little man in it who people will come to love as much as the Microsoft paperclip. Plus, it will save so much shop space.
Oh, right, I see. So the shops can be really small.
Well, the shops will be frankly enormous.
What? Why?
Because of all the little houses we will make, of course.
I don't follow.
We will make so many rooms in the shop, and people will be utterly transported to their dream compact home. There will be fake books, there will be toilets that don't work, but will look so realistic that some people will use them.
So people take the furniture from the room?
No, you numpty pumpty. Obviously, they write down the number of the furniture with a little pencil, and then they take a flat wardrobe off a very high shelf in an enormous warehouse. And hardly anyone will be crushed.
Wouldn't it be easier if the furniture names were words?
Oh, yes. They will have word names, too. In Swedish.
Right. Okay. Well, yes, I suppose that could work. So a bin would be the Swedish word for bin.
Absolutely not. We will have a bin called Fniss.
And what does that mean?
Giggle.
Okay. So let me make sure I've understood. The furniture is flat, but the shop is big because of the fake rooms and the huge warehouse. Is that all?
You are forgetting the most important, groundbreaking, beautiful part. There is a restaurant in the middle.
What?
Yes, which will be famous for meatballs. People will come from all around the land to eat the meatballs in the middle of the warehouse.
Right. So as your addiction counsellor, I do have to ask you, have you started using again?
Stop making things political, I said to my niece at Christmas. She was ramming politics down our throats at every opportunity. I shouldn't have put the mistletoe up, apparently, because of consent, or as my niece likes to call it, because dirty Uncle Peter likes to hover around the plant. That's right, the wokies have hashtag me too'd Christmas. As I told my niece, it's a loss of romance. She replied that there was nothing romantic about dirty Uncle Peter, which is just another way the young are cancelling the old. 51 weeks of the year, dirty Uncle Peter is a bit handsy and you have to keep the wine away from him. But in Christmas week, it's fine. Let him have a sherry and a loiter by the door. That is what Christmas is all about. It's tradition. A slobbery, albeit unwanted, kiss from dirty Uncle Peter is a Christmas tradition. But apparently, that counts for nothing now. But my niece, do you know, I complimented her on her cocktail dress. I said, I bet your boyfriend likes that. And she said, girlfriend, aunt. Oh my God, Nadia, we get it. I have no trouble with lesbians or bisexuals or whatever she claims she is. But do you have to go on about it all the time? Anyway, we were all watching the TV and this advert, did you see this advert? Where Father Christmas was lazy and his wife did all the work. Because of course, we are supposed to hate men now, aren't we? That's what I said to my husband, Jonathan. I said, we're supposed to hate you, Jonathan. We're supposed to demean and degrade and mock you as lazy and disgusting, while the women do all the work. I am never shopping there again. I said to Jonathan, you'll have to do the Christmas shopping this year. There's too many shops to boycott. But then I remembered that Jonathan can't do Christmas shopping. He'll just get everyone socks and staple guns like he did in the misjudged Christmas of 2012. But adverts like that, it's just the beginning. This year, lazy Santa. In a few years, it's castrated Santa. You mark my words. Anyway, we watched this advert and dirty Uncle Peter started getting upset because of the people with they-them pronouns. Awful. They-them people don't work in Santa's grotto. And the black Mrs. Claus, which actually wasn't helpful to my unracist and salient points about it being woke because dirty Uncle Peter sadly is a racist. But he was born in the 1980s when that was okay, so that's not his fault.
Okay, right, my go. I'm going to go with shake. Should be 10 points. Right, William, your go, mate, your go. Okay, I think I'm going to go with besmirch. Right, so that's not a word.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
No, it isn't. Look, I don't know why you're so smug. Just because you're a famous playwright, right, it doesn't mean you can just make up words, William.
Well, that's what playwrights do.
Okay, it's my livelihood, and they are real words, thank you very much. Okay, what about this one there, then, you put earlier? Clack dash, what's that?
That's a real word.
No, it's not. What about this one? Flap dragon.
Real word.
Hugger mugger.
Real word.
Right, okay, then, fine. Use all three of those in a sentence, then.
Okay, well, you know, if you're out and about, you might say, Ford, clack dash your flap dragon, you cheeky little hugger mugger.
You'd say that when you're out and about. What are you talking about? You're making it up as you go along. Earlier, you put star-crossed lovers.
What's wrong with that?
Well, since when were we just putting whole phrases in? Okay, look, no phrases, no quotes. Do you know what? I don't know why I'm explaining this to you. Right, I'm just going to take my go. Stubborn. Sorry, is that two Bs or not two Bs?
Okay, I'm going to be totally honest with you, mate. You're doing my head in a little bit here.
Shall I compare these to a summer's day?
Really, I'd rather just get on with the game.
Do you know what? I'm done. Yeah, the second you turn up today, you had this arrogant swagger about...
That's one of mine.
Acting like the whole game was a foregone conclusion.
Another one of mine.
And to be honest with you, I think it's high time someone did...
Hat-trick, another one of mine.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up, okay? Look at the state of you. You got your ears pierced at the age of 43. You're wearing a indoors, you're a joke. I thought I'd try and give you the chance to have a friend who isn't just a 14-year-old boy in a woman's wig, but you're insufferable. There's no wonder you're lonely.
That's actually another one of mine.
Okay, I'm off.
Exit pursued by a...
Shut up, Will.
Players, players, gather round me. Hush. Frankie, what do we always say in the theatre? You can't break a leg if you're constantly fiddling with your thing. Hands out of your trouser pockets, please. Ralph Fiennes didn't get to where he is that way. Now, we are in a theatre, Sienna. Anything can be a theatre. Even this dank little school hall. We may just be the St. John's Primary Michaelmas Term Drama Production. And people may say they'll never amount to anything, those stupid kids, those ugly pallid children. Why so much choreography? But we will show them by putting on the greatest production the school has ever seen, with our medley of scenes from the greatest plays ever written, from Angels in America to Closer. We will show them that we aren't just a drama class. We are a collective of art makers and world redefiners. It isn't a bad idea to do scenes of various plays, Miranda. Oh, your mother said it was a terrible idea and we should just do Grease, did she? Well, perhaps it was a terrible idea for your mother to leave your father alone with the Swedish nanny. All truth is subjective. Now, scene one. Stop crying, Miranda. She wouldn't last a second at RADA. Scene one. Sebastian, come forward. Sebastian, why the tears? Okay, I know the spotlight fell on you from upon high and it really hurt, but pain is an emotion. And what do we do with emotion? We use it! People will come from all over Flangford to see this, not just parents, but only if you get the emotion right. And being afraid of the lighting rig is as good as any. Oh, that's the lighting rig up there, is it? Oh gosh, it's quite wobbly. Okay, Sebastian, use the emotion and jeopardy, but don't stand directly under it. The line between pain and a brain injury is not one I wish to tread, only the boards. I couldn't bear to recast so soon before opening. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead isn't to be taken literally. Sebastian's in place. Frankie, fingers out of your trousers and your nose. I don't want you nasally hemorrhaging over the scenery, not unless it adds something to the piece. Where are my Max and Lenny? I want us to move straight into our homecoming scene next. Ah, Felix and Freddy. Perfect. There you are. Come forward. What's that? Whispers. Miranda and Sienna, say what you said again, but louder. Say it for us all to hear. Felix and Freddy only got these parts because they are my great nephews. Really? Well, cubs, I would firstly say that there has been no subterfuge here today. But this industry runs on nepotism. Welcome to the real world. There's also a good lesson in not upsetting the director, especially when they are the casting director from schools in Flangford to schools in Diglington. Good luck getting cast in A Little Life now. Places!
Jason, we need a public broadcaster in the United Kingdom.
Okay, sir, and what do they do?
Inform, educate, and entertain.
Inform and educate, aren't they the same thing?
Shut up, Jason!
Okay, sir, inform and educate. Fine, what else?
Impartial, accurate, and independent news, Jason.
Okay, sir, and all this is free to the public?
Yes, Jason, all for fee.
All for what?
For fee, Jason.
For free?
Fee.
What's that?
I don't know, a TV license fee.
What? So when you buy a TV, I need a license to buy one?
No, Jason, what are you, stupid? You can buy a TV, but if you want to open your eyes when it's on, then you have to pay the fee.
Okay, so basically everyone needs to pay the fee.
Yes.
What
What else?
No ads.
Okay, that makes sense.
Jason, let's run ads for our own shows.
Okay.
Hundreds and thousands of ads for our own shows.
No, sir.
And always mention the fact that you can watch it on iPlayer.
Get sick of that.
Shut up, Jason. Everyone needs to know about iPlayer. Put it before and after every single show ever.
Oh, my God.
Let's make it only available for a week, though.
No, what? No, what's the point?
Fine, a month.
Well, how will I know?
Jason, what's the median price of a flat in Oxford?
I don't know, £365,000?
In 365 days. That's how many days Strictly Come Dancing will be available on iPlayer.
Oh, Strictly Come Dancing, yeah, people love that.
Jason, are you having an opinion?
Yes.
You can't have that. Now we have to show the opposite opinion.
What?
You can't be biased, Jason. This is the public broadcaster.
Right, but sir, Strictly Come Dancing is a hit. I'm sure plenty of...
Jason, you're right. We need to make a shit show to balance the success of Strictly.
What? No, I meant...
How could I pick one? Ooh, there's a few, isn't there? Let's have no commercial activity inside.
Well, sir, yes, it's the national broadcast...
Inside the UK, but outside, let's flog the hell out of every show ever.
What?
You heard me, Jason.
Wait, what? So the people who pay the license fee pay for the content, then, in your words, it gets flogged overseas to make even more money.
Did I stutter?
No, sir, but what else?
Let's be accused of bias every other day.
Or we could just be not biased.
Shut up, Jason. I'm partial to some bias.
But you said we need to be impartial, sir.
Jason. As the old saying goes, two partials makes an impartial.
I don't think anyone's ever said that, sir.
Shut up, Jason!
Okay, so we have a TV channel and a radio channel.
No, Jason, not just one. We've got one, two, three, four. So kids channel, news, radio one, radio two, radio three, four, five, extra sport. Extra sport.
Sir, wake up. Sir.
Asian Network, World Service.
What shows are on all these?
Make a time-travelling alien fix history with a Phillips head.
Pardon?
Oh, and then when the actor asks for more money, give him a new look. Jason, outlaw happiness at birth and make emotional people shriek, cry, and threaten divorce within a 5-metre radius of a fruit stall.
Sir, no.
Ooh, a grandpa voice makes you fall in love with endangered animals, and then you see the circle of life happen, and it's all your fault.
No.
Ex-footballers who definitely can't score a goal critique very short clips of current footballers who can't seem to also score goals.
Okay, that's enough. What are we calling this?
BBC.
Okay.
Oh, Jason, I gotta go. I have 48,000 internal meetings to decide one small particular thing that probably doesn't matter, but what we can be sure of is the Daily Mail will write about it.
Okay.
Ooh, and let's make a show about baking in a tent.
Baking in a tent, right. Well, no one will go for that.
POV was written and performed by Davina Bentley,
Jake Bardwaj,
Emma Doran,
Daniel Fox,
Miss Frazzled,
Rosie Holt,
Kathy Manura,
Jimmy Rees,
Leah Rudick,
Will C. Bagmontefiore,
and Ali Woods. It was produced by Ed Morrish and was a Lead Mojo production for BBC Radio 4.
And at the same time next Thursday, POV takes a trip to a haunted house and attends the funeral of a radio legend. Or you can join us tomorrow when we'll be taking the week's topical stories, obscuring them and satirising them, and turning them into the news quiz, your Friday evening comedy here on Radio 4 at 6:30. But if you can't wait till then, iPlayer has something you might be interested in.
On BBC iPlayer. From the award-winning creators of Motherland.
My mantra is natural, simple. I'm actually reclaiming the word simpleton.
Amanda is back.
What can I do for you, Mummy?
Darling, let me in before I get mugged.
In a new place.
What now?
You've blocked me in again.
I need to park there to charge my car. I'm sorry if my saving the planet annoys you.
Brand new Amandaland.
I was a single mother too, you know. Well, your father went skiing a lot.
Watch all episodes on BBC iPlayer.